I saw a cartoon once. It's hard to describe, but I'll attempt it. It showed people wearing placards. It's come some kind of protest march. And the placards contained only horizontal lines. And the entire surroundings, the street and the houses, were drawn in vertical lines. So the message is, we are against it. Whatever it is, we are against it. So if you make room for something to be, it can only be this moment because nothing can be apart from the now. You make room for something to be, it already is, so why not allow it? Allow it to be. And this act of allowing, easy to do when you face something beautiful. I allow this beautiful tree with the magnificent colors to be. That's easy. And then you walk one more step and suddenly you think your right foot goes right into the mud. Crunch. And there comes a minor challenge. Can you immediately say, oh, it already has happened. It is already. Not much you can do except, of course, pull your foot out and walk on. But usually, of course, it would lead to a reaction. So some words may then come out of your mouth. Contraction happens. And maybe there could be an immediate attempt to blame someone. This is what the ego likes to do. Something goes wrong. Okay, who can I blame? It says the ego. They should have warned people about this. Or if you are in the States, then the favorite thing is go to a lawyer and sue them. So, and this is a beautiful practice, the many things that, in quotation marks, go wrong in your life are actually the greatest things. In a way, even greater than the beautiful trees, because they can take you deeper. And so, to a large extent, the world is here for you to experience things going wrong. And that is the challenge of the world. And if you still think otherwise, you may have lived on this planet for 50, 60 or 70 years and still expect things not to go wrong.
Lesson 3, continued on Disc 4.